I think we're on the right road, but we have a lot of moving parts that we need to piece together. I think we know how we need to piece them together, but we haven't quite put all of the tools and organizational structures in place to actually execute.
That actually kind of ties into what my next question was going to be, which is, do we know what we don't know? That's kind of the circular question that seems to get asked in this town a lot.
I think we do. I mean, I think we've seen enough of what the threats are out there that, in particular, are attacking federal networks. During my tenure at DHS, we saw terabytes of information flowing out of .gov networks. So given that level of visibility, we can only conclude that there is yet more flowing out that we're not seeing, and so that really was the instigation for the Comprehensive National Cybersecurity Initiative that President Bush signed into effect in January of 2008, which is truly a comprehensive strategy. Now we have a lot of work, a lot of money, a lot of coordination to put that strategy into action.
Before that happened, did it seem to you like there were some folks who didn't really either understand the severity and the breadth of the problem or even want to recognize that there was a problem to begin with?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the recognition, the awareness of cybersecurity as a big problem is an evolution. We have made progress over the years in building awareness both in the private sector and the public sector, but there remain enterprises in both large and small companies and in federal agencies that aren't acknowledging the severity of the problem, or if they are, they do not have the budget or the human resources to manage the problem. And that's in part what the national strategy is attempting to get at, not just to build the awareness, but to get the resources in place to help all of the stakeholders secure their part of the information infrastructure.
What are the agencies doing right when it comes to cybersecurity as it stands today, and where do they need some help?
You know, what they're doing right is there is a recognition, there is a coming together of the notion that we, and if we're just looking at .gov, the .gov domain of all the federal agencies, we are an interconnected whole, and we're only as strong as the weakest link, and that we do need to drive resources toward protecting those infrastructures. So the cyber initiative starts with the recognition that we had way too many internet access points, external access points going into and out of .gov, from well north of 5,000 to consolidating those down to a target of around 100. And then you overlay on that intrusion detection and intrusion prevention technology that spots attacks as they're happening and stops them before they get in. And all of the agencies have a part to play in that, and they have a part to play by managing their own infrastructure and working with the Department of Homeland Security to provide that kind of visibility, that comprehensive situational awareness, if you will. But where they need to go, I think each and every federal agency has a challenge, and that is each chief information security officer tends to have limited power. Many agencies are a collection, many federal departments are a collection of smaller agencies. The chief security officers don't always have power over those subunits, and I think agencies need to consolidate their chief information security officer power in order to compel changes and improvements in network security across the federal enterprise.